Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening, and I love to start the week off every week thanking my listeners, man. You guys are awesome. You guys make this fun. I know I say it all the time, but I have to make sure that I thank you guys for tuning into The Bar, because we're coming up on 5 years, 5 years of a podcast, which is actually unheard of. Podcast is one of those things that you jump in and a lot of people jump in and jump out. So by God's grace, we've been up and running for 5 years, man. And so we couldn't have done any of that without you guys. And so what I also like to do every week is bring you awesome guests. This week we have a guest representing a I guess you could say a company or family or something like that. And you guys know I love to refer you to things, and I love to tell you about different resources that are out there. But we have on today my brother, Mr. Dan Armstrong from Covenant Eyes. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dwayne. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on 5 years. I didn't realize we were coming up on that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, March will make 5 years. Awesome. When this show drop, it'd probably be the end of March to April, so it'll be on time by then. Big deal. So, Dan, start off, man. I like to let my guests introduce themselves. I'm, since this is a little different, I'm going to let you kind of introduce yourself as well as the company that you represent.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much for the opportunity. My name is Dan Armstrong. I'm the public relations specialist at Covenant Eyes. I've been here since January 1, 2016. So it's coming up all of 2016, 17, 18, 19, so more than 4 years here. And I'm married, got married in 2007, and I got 5 kids. So I've got Ashley is going to be 12 this year. Aubrey is 10, Amelia is 7, Duncan is 5, and Ayla is 1.5. And we just got a dog this weekend, so Pixie is 16 months. She's a Newfoundland.
Nice. Nice.
So we added to our family. But that's me and my family. But professionally, been with Covenant Eyes for 4 years. Prior to that, for about 3.5 years, I was with a free market public policy think tank in Midland, Michigan, called the Mackinac Center. I did marketing and communications for them. And then prior to that, I was a news anchor and reporter for 2 NBC stations in Michigan. One was based out of the Flint area, and one was based out of Marquette, Michigan, which is in the Upper Peninsula. And I didn't even know that place existed until I went up there for my job. It was good stuff, though. Yep. It's the life of a gypsy when you're into TV news, that's for sure. You start small, and then you work your way all the way up. So you start sometimes in Lubbock, Texas, or Alpena, Michigan, or Billings, Montana, or you get your start wherever you can, and then you work your way up to the bigger markets, and hopefully you make something of yourself. One of my claim to fame is about a week before I was hired at my job in Flint, they hired a meteorologist there called Ginger Z. And I thought, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. And she's now the chief meteorologist for Good Morning America on ABC. So she made it all the way. So she's one of the only ones that actually got pretty far. So good for her. Congratulations on her. So, and also I'd like to, since we're celebrating anniversaries and our podcast being 5 years old, Covenant Eyes this month turns 20 years old, if you can believe
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, 20 years. And it used to be a really primitive, and I hate saying primitive when it comes to digital stuff, because technology just on its face is so hip and cool and the latest. But man, back in the days, Covenant Eyes used to be just like a web log of all the places you went to. So you had to look at this spreadsheet and you'd say, okay, I want to make sure you went to some, you know, good sites and not bad sites. And it was tough for the person to see. But nowadays it's just so slick and just so, we have technology that no one else in the whole world does. And it's because of the Lord's goodness. The Lord has given us, talents and abilities to create things, just as the world is creating such bad stuff. And boy, it seems like every day worse and worse things are coming out. I mean, you got stuff like sex dolls, sex robots trying to replace real people. And that's really what pornography does, is it replaces a real relationship with pixels. It replaces people with pixels. So people actually bond to pixels, and they're on their phones more than they've ever been before. They're on their devices more than they've ever been before. And it's just so sad to see that. So what Covenant Eyes does is it brings people back together. It bridges the gap between technology and relationships. Because most of the time we use a technology to escape. So we'll sit down on the couch and we'll Netflix. That's now a verb now, kind of like Googling. You know, we Netflix, you know. So you know when you made it. When you're a verb, you know, when you Dwayne something, that means you made it.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure your kids probably say, I've been Dwayne, or I've been dad.
Right.
So when you're a verb, so you Netflix for hours and you binge on stuff for hours, or you take your device and you go somewhere. Mine's Candy Crush. I can't get off of Candy Crush. So we all have our thing. That and sugar. I have a really difficult time with sugar. I'm really trying to stop that. But we all have something. So the thing with pornography is oftentimes it's not the problem with pornography itself. It's we're medicating something. So something is missing in our lives. Either we don't feel like we measure up, or we've been traumatized through something else, and we medicate ourselves with this stuff, whether it be alcohol, drugs, pornography, workaholism. That's a huge one now. Guys are going to the office and never leaving, or they go to the gym and they just work and work and work. And so they do all these things to fill this void that only God can fill. And that relationships need to bring people back together. So all of that is part of my introduction, but we'll get more going on, like the statistics and everything. But that's my personal life and my professional life. I was saved when I was about 5 years old, baptized a few years later, and so proud that Jesus chose me and my family, and just so proud to be here and talk to your audience. I know they're all about grace, and that's what I'd like to talk about.
Amen to that, brother. That was a great, great introduction, man, and I appreciate you going in and out of those little details, giving me great points to bring up. Sure. But I want to start foundational, and this was something we talked about when we screened. Give us the history of Covenant Eyes and how the company came to be.
You're teeing me up so well, Dwayne, because I'm a storyteller, if you couldn't tell.
I do this, man. This is what I do.
You're in the zone.
I'm Dwayne-ing right now. Dwayne-ing right now.
God put you on this earth to do this, Dwayne. I hope you realize that.
So yes, sir.
You're fulfilling this mission, and I'm just part of the ride. So the Covenant Eyes started out of tragedy, which is an interesting way of starting a company. Very few companies start out of tragedy. Our founder, Ron DeHaas, is a scientist, loves being a scientist. He's a geologist. If you were to walk into his office, you would see all kinds of pictures of rock formations. You would see actual crystals and rocks and all kinds of fun stuff. It's like walking into a museum when you walk into his office. So he's a rock guy. He loves rocks, and he loves studying that stuff. He's a scientist through and through. He had a wife who was a petroleum engineer, and they met on an oil rig, which is one of the most romantic places I can think of to be women.
Right.
Okay, so you're single guys, you know, get into science, and maybe you'll meet a woman on an oil rig. So anyway, but more kind of, and I say this in the most affectionate way, kind of nerdy, you know, just real academic kind of people in all the best way possible. So they got married, and they had a 7-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy at the time. This is 1992. And Ron's wife and two kids were traveling in a vehicle on the west side of Michigan, the Marshall area. And there was an accident that happened in front of them on the highway. So they stopped because of the accident. And immediately after they stopped, a tanker truck with a full tank of kerosene slammed into them at highway speed. Now, either the driver fell asleep or he just never saw them, and it blew up their tank, their gas tank, and killed them all instantly in a fiery inferno. They had to use their dental records to identify them because there was nothing left. Ron Wow. still has 6 coins that were in the car at the time. They were charred, but that was almost the only thing that survived that crash. So imagine having a Job experience. That's what Ron really talks about it as. After it happened, the police had said, is there someone that can break this news to him better than a police officer can, like a faith leader, a pastor? And they said, yeah, he is a pastor. And his pastor met him and told him the news, and Ron collapsed to the ground. And was there for close to an hour. He said, I mean, you lose track of time when your world's turned upside down like that. So he said he just, no. So he just, he sat there and he looked back at that time and he says, you know what? When Job was told of all these bad things happening, Job fell down, which Ron said, I got the falling down part. There was no problem there. But then he worshiped, and he's like, wait a minute. When I was on the ground sobbing and trying to make sense and process the information I was just given, you know what? I may not have been closer to God than I was at that time, because all the distractions, all the people that I cared about the most were taken from me in an instant. And God had my full attention at that time. And I couldn't think of anything else except for communing with God. So he thinks of his life in 2 stages. It was before the accident and after the accident. So following the accident, he ended up getting a little more than $2 million in a settlement. Now, that won't bring his family back, and he knew that. But at least it was something. So he thought, okay, I guess I'm kind of retired at this time, because a lot of counselors were telling him, you know, when you have a traumatic event like that, at least wait a year before you do anything. Just kind of give it time, get through this, and you'll be able to settle in on something. But the Lord always has different plans for us. And within a year, he was remarried. And the lady he married had 2 teenage boys and a younger girl. And he would go to church, his pastor was huge on accountability. So accountability in every area of life, whether it's personal finance, fitness, nutrition, reading your Bible, doing your devotions, all these things. You know, be accountable to someone on everything. So in the 90s, you know, dial-up internet was just getting started, and he thought, you know what, I got teenage boys, and, you know, I don't want to keep them from enjoying technology, but at the same time, I want them to be able to experience it with guidance and give them some parameters. So not allowing them anything is not a good way of training it, and allowing them to do it without any restraint is not a good training either. So he had to get right in the middle. So he thought, you know what, I need to be able to be with them and see what they're seeing without actually being there with them. So he and another gentleman got together, and they said, you know, I think this is possible, where, you know, we can get a report of where someone went online, and then someone can review it later to see where they've been. So they said, I think we stumbled upon something here. Why keep this for ourselves? We need to make this available for other people. Because back then, even in the very beginning stages, there were things like filters and blockers and things that would just say yes or no. So you would put something on your device and you try to go somewhere questionable, and it would probably block you. But yet no one would even know you were trying to go there. So what Covenant Eyes was different is it reported that you were trying to go somewhere, or you tried various searches to get somewhere, or you had certain keywords you were trying to use. So it's bringing someone else in, because If I just have a filter, or what I usually call them is like a fence, I'm going to get over that. Because when I see, when I'm driving and I am late somewhere and it says bridge out, I sometimes look around and I'm like, is it really out? You know,
is it really
out?
Can
I really get exactly? Can I save 5 minutes here and not have to go the long way? So the best way to get someone to do something is tell them not to. So what Covenant Eyes mm-hmm. did is they never sold just a filter. What they would do is sell accountability. So you would have the accountability. So someone would know where you were going all the time, even if you had the filter or not. And that was even more effective than having the filter, is if my wife and pastor and other people that I trust know I'm trying to go somewhere, that's mm-hmm. the best defense from me actually going there. So we would sell accountability either by itself or accountability plus the filter. I always use both of them together because I like that extra layer of protection. And for kids, we recommend having the accountability and the filtering just so that you don't have an accidental exposure for that. So he started developing this thing, and Ron said the best way to go bankrupt is to start a business. And he started plenty of them in his life. He's a serial entrepreneur. And when you're paying people to develop your product, you're getting a building, you're doing all this patent work, and all this licensing work, and you have no product that you're selling. I mean, all the money's going out instead of coming in. He said the money went a lot faster than it came, and was pretty depressed a lot of times, thinking he drove by McDonald's and would say, you know what, I would love a cup of coffee right now, but I can't even afford that because every penny is into Covenant Eyes, because he rolled the rest of the money into what's mm-hmm. now Covenant Eyes. And the Lord started blessing, and eventually as getting things started, Promise Keepers and Focus on the Family were two of the first affiliates that got under and supported Covenant Eyes and was recommending the service to other people to kind of get the word out for that. So they really undergirded and supported the company at a very early stage that kept it going. And now we're at a point 20 years later where we have more than 200 employees. And we have a screen accountability that is world class, that no one else does. We've actually developed in-house the ability for computers and devices to know what pornography is and mm-hmm. monitor it and stop it. Another God thing that happened, we had gotten a contact from a gentleman who said, this is 2 or 3 years ago. He says, I work for the NSA, for the government, and my skills are image recognition and artificial intelligence, and I'm missional, and I want to do something that matters and that has eternal value. Do you guys at Covenant Eyes have anything for me? And we said, you're hired. That's all right. We need. This is all we need. So come on in and develop this. And he did. And the Lord has blessed this. And because the big thing about screen accountability is people are using apps now more than anything. Texting, yep. apps, those things. So you don't have to be it's not your traditional web browser. It's not your traditional URL. So a right. lot of the older technology, you have to be in a traditional web browser for those things to work. With screen mm-hmm. accountability, if you get a text or send a text that's inappropriate, or if you're in an app like YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, Snapchat, those things can be seen by the screen now because of the technology. And it just gives a better experience of accountability. And I think very few people, unfortunately, have ever experienced accountability. And I think what a lot of people mm-hmm. think of when they think of accountability, they often think of like government accountability, and mostly in a very negative way, where it's, we need to keep these politicians accountable. So that means, you know, voting them out of office, or, right. you know, storming their, you know, emails or phone calls, or telling them they're not doing a very good job. But what accountability is, I mean, you think about biblical accountability, it's about safety. Mm-hmm. It's about keeping people on the path. It's about guardrails that keep me moving in the right direction. You know, the Lord talks about not going to the right or to the left. We need each other. We right. need to bear each other's burdens. We need to laugh with those who laugh, weep with those who weep. We are relational, and God created us as relational. And what we see in technology these days is people just want to be by themselves. They want to be very siloed, and there are very few patriotic people that are more patriotic than me. You know, I'm very, very patriotic. I love the United States, but we have this rugged individualism that has gotten from our patriotism, and unfortunately, has gotten into the church where it's I'm good. You're good. Let's leave each other alone. And that is so dangerous because look at where it's gotten us. It's gotten us where, and these are just people who admit it. We know, according to surveys within the church, now this is every denomination, this is every background, ethnicity, culture, location. Three out of five Christian men admit to struggling with pornography at least once a month. Many of them a lot more than that. And for women, one in seven admit to struggling at least once a month, and many of them a lot more than that. So you think about it, you look around church on Sunday morning, and three out of the five guys that you shake hands with or give a hug to are struggling. And and very few of us even know that. And unfortunately, we haven't done a good job as the church, and unfortunately, a lot of pastors haven't done a good job where they allow people to express when they're struggling. I remember as a teenager, and I was born in the late 70s, so I'm an old geezer. one kid at a Christian camp admitted to struggling with pornography and that he was working on that. And I think you could hear a pin drop. Because people had no idea what to do with that. And unfortunately, too, growing up where I grew up in a very conservative, strict background where if anyone found out someone was struggling with pornography, either it be an adult or a child, they were isolated. Oftentimes with adults, every church that I've been a part of, unfortunately, has had someone in the senior pastorate position struggle with pornography one way or the other, whether it's calling phone sex lines, meeting women for quote-unquote counseling sessions that were really dates, looking at material that they shouldn't have been looking at. And some churches did a lot better than others, where some churches said, okay, we just caught this pastor doing this pornographically. We've kicked them out, and you'll never hear from them again. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. What if Christ treated us that way? When we mess up, you know, he doesn't reach his hand out to us. His hand is pushing us away. You know, shame on us for doing that. And thankfully, a lot of churches have gotten better. But some churches have said, you know what, so-and-so, it's come to our attention that they're struggling in an area, and they're getting the help they need. They're going to step down from the pastorate for a little bit, and they're going to be worshiping with us just in the main congregation for a while they sort things through with their marriage and with their family. But we're going to pray for them. We're going to come support them. And many of them have been restored. And unfortunately, those are fewer and farther between than the majority where it's this person messed up. They fell off this pedestal that we put them on. We'll find someone to replace them, and you know, don't talk to them because if they, you know, if we give them a platform, then they may split the church, and we don't want that. So very fear based, unfortunately. I don't know how much you've seen in your community how people are dealing with this, but I'm really encouraged with the current generation. Millennials they value authenticity, so it's safer now for someone to say, you know what, I'm struggling with my diet, or I'm struggling with pornography, or I'm struggling with anger, and I'm really trying to get better at this. And that is valued. And those people are considered heroes now, where back when I was growing up, it was, you better not let people in authority know what you're into because you're going to be in big trouble and your life's going to be a lot worse.
Yep. Very, very, very true. Wow. Great story. And you actually hit a lot of the questions that I had, with the technology and what's new, the screen, image recognition thing. That is a huge step. I know you guys are super duper proud of that. Because like you said, it's no longer, just on, browsers. You know, you mentioned Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, you know, that is prominent there. You know, so that's definitely amazing to hear. Any other new things that for my listeners that may have been ones that maybe tried Covenant, you know, a couple years ago, and what are some more new features that they would benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of put a bow on that story, I didn't finish the complete story. So the story is with Covenant Eyes, every family that is restored, every marriage that's protected and put back together, every individual who's living in integrity now digitally is a testimony to Ron's family. Even tragedy can be turned into a blessing. And that's exactly what the Covenant Eyes story is. It started in tragedy, but it resulted in victory, which is amazing. That is amazing. When it comes to we're improving every day. And I get the emails from our tech team when they're updating things, when they're fixing bugs, and those come through many times a day. So the neat thing that you can do with Covenant Eyes is you can set it up where you can do what's called whitelisting and blacklisting, where you can have certain websites that you can have your kids, if they want to go to certain websites, like if you know, okay, this is a safe website, this kid can go to this site. Or you can say, you know what, I don't think they're ready for Facebook yet. Or I don't think they're ready for YouTube yet. That's too much of a temptation. Or I don't think they're ready for a certain thing. You can actually have those either blocked or allowed based on your settings and your preferences. On our mobile devices, we have it so that you can lock down your device so that if people are struggling with a certain app, they can't download it. So that it gives them another layer of protection. So we're trying to be a lot more user-friendly with people so that we can meet them where they are. And in previous versions of Covenant Eyes, it was somewhat limiting because when you're trying to monitor a device, oftentimes the device fights against that because the device wants security and protection. And we want the same thing too. So what we have done with our reports, because when we started reporting images instead of links, we didn't want to trigger other people. So especially the ally and those kinds of things. Right, so what we did was we not only we shrink the image, we also blur the image. And we do it in a way where it's not blurred in the traditional sense where you take like a camera lens or binoculars and you throw the focus off. It's actually pixelated and you switch all the pixels, and not all the pixels, but most of the pixels up so it can't be unblurred. So you get protection where, let's say you're doing your banking. I do all my banking online. And taxes, those kinds of things. So people need to feel that level of protection and safety. So you cannot read those things on the report so that it doesn't get out. One of the things that we did when we were promoting screen accountability initially was we had people on our tech team do their taxes online just to prove that it was safe, kind of like the person from LifeLock who would give out his social security number and say, hey, I feel safe, so here's my social security number. I'm protected with LifeLock. I think it actually backfired with that guy. I think he actually been hacked a few times, but ours is safe. So it kind of backfired for him, but ours is very safe. So, and every day we're getting better and better. It used to be on the iPhone, it was a pretty limiting thing to have Covenant Eyes on because of what it could capture. Now we've developed technologies where you can use more of the functionality of the device. So my kids love it for their Amazon Kindle Fires that they are on for either school or with their games or other educational things. So we're on desktops, laptops, so your PCs, Macs, also your iOS devices, so your iPhone, your iPad, iPod Touch, and your Android devices as well.
Awesome. 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 Good deal, man. That sounds awesome. Sounds amazing.
I want to say
really,
too,
really I almost, appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem. I also forgot. So for your listeners, specifically, I'd like to give them an offer because I think a lot of people are probably listening to this and thinking that this is great. I would love to experience this. And you don't have to be struggling with pornography to get Covenant Eyes. This can also be a protection for you as well. So, sure. For those people who would like to try this out for 30 days for free, you can go to covenanteyes.com, and then as you go through the sign-up process, there will be a promo code field that they can fill in, and if they put in the bar, THEBAR, all lowercase, all one word, they will get their first 30 days free, just for your listeners.
Wow, that's awesome. I really appreciate that, man, for sure.
Sure.
And my listeners, I know they're going to jump right on it, man. Like you say, you don't have to necessarily be struggling, to utilize the safety. You know, if you have kids or teenagers or anything, you want to protect them at all costs. And that's really awesome, man. Dan, listen, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show. And, I'm going to give you just a few minutes to any words of encouragement or closing you want to do. And then we're going to slide out of here.
Sure. That sounds good. Well, I just want to say that, I am so blessed to be here. We are at a time where it is so critical that we protect ourselves and that we protect our children. Porn is the norm, unfortunately, right now. We know that 79% of millennial men say they watch pornography at least once a month, a lot more than that. We know that 64% of millennial women right now say that they watch porn at least once a month. We have seen a Drexel University study show that minors are sexting. About 54% of them are sending and receiving inappropriate images on their devices. It's something that we can't avoid anymore. This is a church issue. This is a purity issue. This is something that we need to take extremely seriously. So when you are an individual with devices or you're a parent with children on devices, having an unprotected device is like having a loaded gun. You have to do something about this. You have to step into this. And you don't have to be extremely tech savvy to help. I would rather have someone who's not tech savvy and teachable than someone who is extremely tech savvy and not teachable and indifferent and apathetic about these kinds of things. The future relies on this and rests on this. So we need to stand up. We need to train ourselves and our kids to be courageous in this culture, to be able to defend what we believe in and stand for truth. And you can do that by taking those steps. And Dwayne, I appreciate you, man. And I thank you for not being afraid of addressing real issues, because just by addressing this issue, I know we have helped someone out doing this, because oftentimes we don't talk a lot about the tough stuff. But I really appreciate this platform and I really appreciate what you're doing. And congratulations on 5 years. Here's to 50 more.
Thank you, sir. 50. Whew. I don't know.
You got this. Pace yourself. Pace yourself.
I know, right? I know, right? But man, that was awesome. I really, really appreciate those words, man. Right on time. And to my listeners, make sure you take advantage of the 30 days free code BAR, one word, TheBar, on Covenant Eyes. We'll have the link in the show notes, as well as we are also an affiliate of Covenant Eyes. So anytime you see that link anywhere on any show, whether it's my show or anybody in the network, if you use that link, that also gets you straight to Covenant Eyes and that partnership that we built together. Until next time, you guys, God bless you. We love you. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.